September 11th and the faltering economy have dealt a severe blow to New York City's cultural community. A study released today by the Center for an Urban Future warns that nonprofit arts organizations are entering their rockiest period in over 30 years. Donations from foundations and individuals are down, and New York's Office of Management and Budget is set to recommend cuts in city funding later this week. Among the hardest hit, cultural groups downtown.
Arts organizations in Brooklyn have also been hurt by recent events, but in recent years, the borough has seen an increase in cultural activity, a growing number of concert venues, night spots, and art galleries. One of the pioneering galleries in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn celebrates its fourth anniversary this month. It's called the Holland Tunnel Gallery, and its owner says she hopes to prove that small is beautiful. NPR's Rick Carr went for a look.
2 days before her latest solo show is set to open, Brooklyn artist Carrie Skozik screws an anchor into a wall to hang a piece of art. Skozik says the show is her take on the legends of St. Agatha, patron of breast diseases, and St. Zita, patron of cleaning women and chocolate. The artist hangs woodcuts depicting the saints and beaded mosaic icons. She sets artifacts associated with the saints and coated in chocolate around the space. And suddenly, the Holland Tunnel Gallery is full.
I actually was thinking, ooh, maybe I'm not going to have enough. It's going to be kind of sparse. But no matter what you do in here, it always works out magically. It's magic.
The Holland Tunnel Gallery is a garden shed, about 6 feet by 8 feet, shaped kind of like a barn. Gallery owner and artist Pauline Lathan says artists love the space because it's so small.
The space becomes the art. The art and the space are much more closely connected than in a big gallery space. This whole space becomes like an installation, so you're really surrounded by the whole thing.
Viewers are basically forced to confront the art close up, Lathan says. There's no way to flee across the gallery and look from a safe distance. The shed sits at the end of the driveway behind Lathan's house. She and her family originally built it to house her plants over the winter.
So that I wouldn't have to schlep them all in my house. And we found this prefab shed in Home Depot. We decided for the plants, you know, we had to put in insulation, electricity, and windows. And when it was ready, that was in November 97, there was an open studio tour in the neighborhood. And I said, just for that occasion, why don't we just have a show aside from that open studio tour? We called it the Sideshow. There was 12 artists in there.
The neighborhood's art community loved it, she says. And since then, there's been a new show every 4 or 5 weeks. In the winters, Lathan's plants have shared the space with the art. She named the gallery Holland Tunnel because if you use your imagination, the shed is shaped a little like the New York landmark, and because she wants it to link New York to the art world in her native Holland. Lathan says her Williamsburg neighborhood has changed a lot since the gallery opened. When she moved here in the late 1980s, this was a troubled working-class neighborhood. Drug dealers did business across the street, and her friends who lived in Manhattan thought she was crazy to move all the way to Brooklyn. Hers was about the third gallery to serve the neighborhood's growing population of artists. Now, she says, everybody seems to think Brooklyn is cool.
My kids were in Greece on a boat and they heard talking about Williamsburg. It's the new Soho. And I mean, it's just laughable.
In fact, there are more than 30 galleries in the neighborhood. An art dealer from Soho briefly opened shop here, but pulled out after September 11th. The streets are safe, Lathan says, and new restaurants and night spots seem to open every week. All the attention, inevitably, has led to rising rents. It's still cheaper than Manhattan, but it's no longer a bargain. Lathan says that means the neighborhood will continue to change as artists leave in search of cheaper space and more professionals move in. None of this will affect Holland Tunnel, though. Lathan says it's probably the cheapest gallery space in New York.
The materials are about $1,000, and then the labor, we did a lot of it ourselves, but it's about a 4-day project to put it together, and then the electric, you need an electrician, so it's around $2,000, $2,500.
Plus, she doesn't have to worry that the space will be converted to condos. Lathan built a duplicate of the Holland Tunnel Gallery earlier this year and installed it in a Florida art museum. She says she hopes to build yet another and put it on wheels so it can be towed to schools and libraries and parks. Meanwhile, this winter, Lathan says she's asking her friends to take care of her plants so the art doesn't have to share the shed. Rick Carr, NPR News, Brooklyn, New York.